with episode 4 of our fact-filled, fun-filled podcast.
Since you've come this far with us, we're guessing you probably already know us, but...
I'm Ben, I'm the son.
I'm Steve, I'm the dad.
And together, we are...
The Fact Trekkers.
And as the Fact Trekkers, we are once again here to fill your ears and your head with all sorts of fascinating facts.
In our last episode, we talked about everything from fastballs to cheesy foods to the elements to sloths and dolphins.
Oh right, there was that fact about how sloths can hold their breath for longer than dolphins.
That took my breath away.
That joke makes me want to step away for a breather.
It was kind of yawn-worthy.
But there won't be any yawns in the rapid-fire first fact-filled section of our program.
He's right, folks, because we're moving into the excitement that is the Fact-Off.
Here in the Fact-Off, my dad and I go back and forth throwing out totally cool, totally random, and totally true facts.
Later, we'll go a lot deeper on several topics, and we'll learn some interesting stuff about some cool subjects together. But the Fact-Off is all about those awesome little tidbits you'll want to share with your friends. Ben, take the lead.
Okay, the Eiffel Tower was designed for Barcelona, but the city rejected Gustave Eiffel's proposal on the grounds it would be aesthetically unpleasing.
Big mistake, Barcelona. Okay, my first one. Scientists don't actually know why we yawn. It might be to help wake ourselves up, as it stimulates hormone release in the hypothalamus, while some theories contend that yawns may be intended to actually help cool your brain down.
That's neat and all, but didn't we say no yawns in the Fact-Off?
In fact, we did.
Okay, here's one. All laid out in a line, an adult's circulatory system would be more than 60,000 miles long.
Gross. And cool. I recently learned that there are an estimated 250 pyramids in Sudan, which is more than twice as many as you'll find in Egypt.
Technically, your brain is eating itself at all times, but not in any bad way. In fact, it's quite helpful. In the process known as phagocytosis, newer cells envelop older cells and remove them from the system so optimal brain function can continue.
Speaking of brains, according to studies, wearing a necktie can reduce blood flow to the brain by 7.5%, causing headaches, lethargy, and reduced cognitive function.
Maybe we should change the attire of business people and politicians. Anyway, next fact. The average horse can actually produce significantly more than one horsepower.
Let's stop horsing around with this one. Hearing impaired people often use sign language in their sleep.
Makes sense. Okay, my next one. A bolt of lightning can be 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun.
Shocking. What's less shocking is that it's time to wrap up the fact off.
Always sad to see a segment end, but that means it's time for...
the main event.
In the main event, we stay on topic, so to speak.
Right. We'll cover 3 topics and go in-depth on each one, sharing a number of fascinating facts about each subject we're covering.
And it's time to get started with our first topic, time.
Some people argue that time is just a concept created within the human brain, and that there really is no such thing as time. Many physicists, on the other hand, will say in scientific terms, time is the measure of a change in a physical quantity, or an order of magnitude, during a specific duration. Which is why I'm not a physicist.
Tell anyone who's running late to class that time is imaginary.
Or a meeting or a flight, sure. Regardless of the way we think about time, the way we calculate it is quite tangible.
True. The first recorded invention of a time clock was the water clock, which was created almost simultaneously in ancient Egypt and ancient Babylon, sometime in between the 16th and 14th centuries BCE.
A water clock measures time by tracking the flow of liquid into or out of a container, and then measuring the amount of liquid that has switched places. You only have to measure the time passing once, and then always use the same amount of liquid for a water clock to be accurate.
Sundials might predate water clocks, but are probably just a bit newer. A sundial is a device used to track time by tracking where a shadow is cast on a marked surface. The earliest known sundial was found in Egypt's Valley of the Kings, and dates back to around 1500 BCE.
It wasn't until the year 1656 that the first truly accurate clock was created. It was the pendulum clock, and was created by Christiaan Huygens, a Dutch astronomer and mathematician. The pendulum clock was much more accurate than other mechanical clocks of the time, and remained the most accurate way to keep time for almost 3 centuries.
Early watches were made starting in the 1500s, but they were inaccurate most of the time.
Ha, time.
The first more accurate pocket watches were developed in the late 1600s, and by the 1800s, wristwatches were becoming popular.
At first, wristwatches were worn mainly by women and were treated more as jewelry than as timekeeping devices. It was the usefulness of the wristwatch in times of war that saw their popularity with men grow in the latter half of the 19th century. They were wildly popular throughout the 20th century.
These days, of course, most people just use their phones or smartwatches to tell the time, so the classic wristwatch is slowly going the way of the pocket watch.
Sad times for the watch. Not that I'll stop wearing them myself. but we have to let go because it's time for Lego.
Legos are probably my favorite toy of all time. The Lego company was founded in 1932 by a carpenter from Denmark, Ole Kirk Christensen. He began making wooden toys initially.
The company's name comes from the Danish phrase legot, which means play well.
Legos certainly make that easy, especially since they switch from wood to plastic.
Right. In the year 1947, Christensen began using an injection molding machine to make his toys. The new bricks, released in 1949, had interlocking studs on top and tubes on the bottom, much like the Legos of today.
But the current design with the hollow tubes that allow better connections was actually patented by Christian's son, Gottfried Kirk, a decade later. Gottfried had taken over as the head of the company.
While initially Legos were just building toys with basic themes, like a house or a gas station, over the years the company has developed all sorts of amazing thematic sets, like the Space Castle and Pirate sets I loved as a kid, and also so many co-branded partnership sets, like the Star Wars Legos, Disney Legos, Marvel, Batman, and so much more.
Over the years, Lego has created at least 13,000 different Lego sets, and in fact, the number is surely even higher than that by now, as the most recent data our research found was from 2021.
What's your favorite Lego set ever, Ben?
Well, that's actually kind of a sad story, or at least it might be. My favorite set of all time is hands down the Lego Mindstorms Robot Inventor set, but a few years ago, Lego announced that they were discontinuing the set. Now, more recently, the company said that it was going to completely shut down the Mindstorms app. So I and anyone else with this amazing robotics building set will no longer be able to program or control the hubs and motors. 2024 may be the last year I can use my favorite set ever.
Oh man, that's not good. Hey, you should write them a letter.
Really?
Yeah, it can't hurt. They might just listen if a dedicated Lego kid makes an impassioned plea.
Okay, worth a try.
Something else that's worth a try are some of the most challenging involved Lego sets ever. The 10 biggest Lego sets, according to the company's own website, include the Harry Potter Hogwarts Castle, which is made of 6,021 Lego pieces, the Lego Colosseum, which uses 9,036 pieces, the Lego Titanic, which consists of 9,090 pieces, and the stunning Lego Eiffel Tower, which uses 10,001 pieces and stands more than 58 inches tall.
Wow, two Eiffel Tower references in one episode. That's got to be a record.
These things happen, especially when these building sets have been used to create everything from spaceships to the White House to city skylines and beyond.
And speaking of that, I think it's time we move beyond these building blocks.
Sounds good. Let's move to our final main event topic, which is buildings.
Let's start with the big stuff. Dubai's Burj Khalifa is the world's tallest building, standing a staggering 2,722 feet tall, which is more than half a mile of height. The second tallest building on Earth, Malaysia's Merdeka 118, is nearly 500 feet shorter and a still very impressive 2,227 feet tall.
The biggest building in the world in terms of square feet is Chengdu, China's New Century Global Center, which clocks in at 18.9 million square feet.
Hey, more clock talk!
This is no time for more self-referential... Ugh, I said time. Anyway, the biggest office building in the world is the Pentagon, which has about 6,673,600 square feet. And it's just about 10 minutes from where I grew up, in fact.
Those are all amazing buildings from modern times, but people have been building some amazing buildings for a long time.
Very true. In fact, remember the Colosseum we mentioned a minute ago? The real, non-Lego structure was 159 feet tall. Just a bit taller than the Roman Pantheon, a temple that stood 142 feet tall.
And while I'm not sure we would call it a building exactly, the Great Pyramid at Giza, at more than 480 feet in height, was the world's tallest human-made structure for more than 4,000 years. It was built around 2,550 BCE and is still a marvel of engineering to this day.
Building on that, the tallest church in the world, the Ulmminster in southern Germany, tops out at 530 feet. And in fact, it was originally designed to be shorter, but after the Protestant Reformation in the early 1500s, it started in 1517 for you folks who like dates, the Lutheran leaders of the church decided to build it taller than any existing Catholic churches or cathedrals.
Just to show they could?
Yeah, pretty much. Work on the church lasted on and off from its groundbreaking in 1377 to the year 1890, which is well over 500 years.
Funny enough, that doesn't even put it in the top five for churches that took many years to complete. Cologne Cathedral, also in Germany, took more than 630 years!
Here in America, the tallest building is New York City's One World Trade Center at 1,776 feet in height.
And which we can see from right down the road from home.
Yep, and we can see the second tallest building in America from down the road too.
That's the Central Park Tower, which is 1,550 feet tall.
The state with the smallest, tallest building, if that makes sense,
sort of,
is Vermont.
Oh, right. The tallest building in the whole state is an 11-story apartment building called Decker Tower. It's 124 feet tall, which is not very big.
That's true. But what is big news is the news I have to share.
Let me guess. We're wrapping up the main event, and it's time for...
Two Facts and a Fake.
This is the section where we, the Fact Trekkers, don't, in fact, bring you all the facts.
That's right. We'll be sharing two awesome facts that are completely true and one fact that would be awesome, except we made it up.
Don't worry, we'll tell you which was the fake fact at the end of the episode. But for now, let's see if you can guess that fake one.
Number one.
While today, snakes can be found as far up as the 60th north parallel and nearly down to the southern tip of South America, prior to the 1500s, there were no snakes in the Americas, which means they hitched rides on the boats of explorers and the so-called conquistadors.
Number two.
Greenland sharks can live from 250 to 500 years, making them the longest living vertebrate in the world. One study found a 16-foot female Greenland shark that might have been as old as 512.
Number three.
Fingernails grow 1.5 inches every year, and they grow faster in summer.
Okay, there you have it. Some facts and a fiction, but who knows which is which.
Well, we do, and probably lots of listeners too, because you all are pretty smart.
True, but for anyone wondering, we'll reveal the answer at the end. It'll be a real nail-biter.
Oh my god!
When the music plays, we know the show is almost over.
Always a bittersweet time, but before we go, let's talk about some of our favorite facts from today's episode.
I think it's just so wild that the Eiffel Tower was designed for Barcelona. It's literally the iconic image of Paris, and it was meant for a totally different city in a different country.
I loved learning more about Legos, of course, because I love Legos, especially my Mindstorm set. I've got to do one of those 9,000-piece sets soon.
If we find free time, I'll be glad to help you.
Speaking of time, again, it's time to reveal a fake.
Fingernails grow 1.5 inches every year, and they grow faster in summer.
Greenland sharks can live from 250 to 500 years, making them the longest living vertebrate in the world. One study found a 16-foot female Greenland shark that might have been as old as 512 years.
While today snakes can be found as far up as the 60th north parallel and nearly down to the southern tip of South America, prior to the 1500s, there were no snakes in the Americas, which means they hitched a ride on the boats of explorers and the so-called conquistadors.
Yeah, snakes have existed in the Americas for at least 155 million years, dating back to the Jurassic period.
That's the truth. Wonder if we fooled many people with that reptilian trickery.
Send us a note and let us know, and also share your favorite facts with us through our website, facttrekkers.com.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.